for the Christmas release of all the blockbuster movies, I was just wondering what people were watching on the small screen on the TV.
Well, as there is nothing really on the small screen at the moment because we're in crap Christmas time, I decided for some bizarre reason to rewatch all of Stargate.
So, and that is bizarre.
Well, it was. I only ever watched it the one time when it was on TV, but I have a friend who seemed to have many box sets of things, and that was the one that appealed to me at the time. So I'm up to season four of Stargate. I'm finding it amusing, though not necessarily the most enthralling show in the world, but I am finding it amusing at the moment. And I have to wade my way through the rest of, through the next six seasons of it, I think. And then I'll probably feel inspired to watch...
You're a completionist,
aren't you? Yeah, I'll have to watch Atlantis, then I'll have to watch Stargate Universe.
Which would be a plus. I
mean, Stargate Universe was really good.
I never finished watching that because work got in the way. So I'm kind of looking forward to finally getting to Universe and managing to watch all of it.
Yes, well, of course, the character of Rush in Universe was really a wonderful mad scientist.
True.
Played by Robert Carlyle.
It did cause a little bit of an issue having this actor.
Yes.
It admits the rest of the
who could actually act.
Yes, which I think really threw the writers in the early days because they gave the impression that they didn't know what to do with this guy who could act.
It dragged up all the other actors as well.
Eventually. It's a bit like when they made the first new Star Trek movie and mixed William Shatner in with the cast of Next Gen, and you could really see the difference in acting levels and styles.
So is Stargate Universe standalone? Like, if I'm not interested in watching Stargate, can I watch that and not
less
be confused?
Less than I like, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
there are elements where they're referring back to the other series, but I didn't watch those series either. I just skipped this bit. It'll make sense later on.
A lot of Stargate fans didn't like Universe for that reason.
Oh, okay, because it was actually good.
But the nice thing is...
It had a bit of acting in it. That was a real shock for them.
The actor who plays Nicholas Rush is in another interesting new series called Once Upon a Time, and he plays Rumpelstiltskin, who's played as a rather evil character who likes making deals, and he's converted from the world of fairy into the mundane world as a pawnbroker called Mr. Gold. And you've got to be careful when you make a deal with Rumpelstiltskin.
Very true.
There are nasty effects, but the series is quite interesting. There's a spell cast upon the land of fairy, and they don't realise that they're actually fairy characters in Midtown America. And they're depending on the Prince Charming's daughter to come back and save them all.
It is a surprisingly enjoyable series. It took the first two episodes before I could start getting into it. I thought it started a bit slow. But certainly it's more enjoyable than I was giving credit for.
Interesting thing is that it's one of two new TV shows based on fairy stories.
Three, if we want to toss in Lost Girl, it occurs to me.
Okay, but the other one I was thinking was Grimm.
Grimm, yeah, which is more blatantly
Grimm with two M's.
Yes. Two M's, yes.
Which is indeed Grimm.
Yes.
I did find that, especially as a contrast with Once Upon a Time. This one's a very dark series.
The basic idea is in the modern world, there's a policeman called Grimm who comes from a long family of Grimms whose role is to keep the other nasties from fairy in line, and he sort of discovers his heritage and has to deal with strange characters. There's a very nice role for the big bad wolf, and there's a very dark humour all the way through it. It's kind of fun.
Well, I'm not watching anything traditionally sci-fi or fantasy related at the moment. I am re-watching the wonderful Boston Legal, of which I have just purchased the box set, and the tenuous, albeit very tenuous, link that I'm making is that, of course, it stars the ubiquitous, the legendary William Shatner as Denny Crane, the head of the law firm. And I mentioned to some of my friends today something that I realised while watching Boston Legal last night that I had not realised despite the fact that I have watched it many times before, and that is that the incoming message notification on Denny Crane's phone is in fact the Star Trek theme tune, which I thought was just spectacular.